Jim Pascal is on the list. He's been the administrator of Princeton Township for the last 30 years. Unlike some other candidates on the short list, Pascal would not leave a job to come to Sitka. His job left him when Princeton Township merged with the larger Princeton Borough at the end of last year. Pascal, whose image could be seen on a huge video conferencing screen in Harrigan Centennial Hall, but whose voice was coming through a small telephone speaker, was shortlisted by Assembly members Michelle Putz, Mike Reif, Pete Esquiro, and Matt Hunter. Reif, like other Assembly members, was impressed by Pascal's stamina.
Here's a person very comfortable in his skin. To be in a position as an administrator for 30 years, that says a lot to me, because I look at our assemblies, and to try to be an administrator to how we weave and do this as we get new members on and as the tenor of this body changes, to be able to be effective for 30 years is just an amazing statement.
Reif also appreciated Pascal's comments on how he now saw issues in shades of gray rather than as black and white, as was his pattern earlier in his career. Sina Gubatayau also was picked by four Assembly members for another look, again, the common denominator being that she's been in her job a while, albeit a lot closer than New Jersey. Gubatayau has been the assistant borough manager in Ketchikan for the last 5 years. She was on Phyllis Hackett's shortlist, as well as Tor Christensen's, Michelle Putz's, and Pete Esquiro's. During her interview, Christensen asked Gubatayau about how she would foster a healthy business environment. In an earlier interview, an unsuccessful candidate described how he brought a Lowe's superstore into his town. Gubatayau had a different approach.
There are certain things that the government provides that private industry can't. We're providing the utilities and the infrastructure. And those things have to be maintained and have to be provided at a reasonable cost that's a competitive cost that allows businesses to function and flourish. I think also in Alaska, well, in the smaller communities in Alaska, we can't depend on one big business coming in and really creating a whole bunch of jobs. If that happens, I don't see anything that would make that happen in Sitka, but if it were, that's good. But we need to be very carefully developing a broad base of businesses.
Gubatayau told Assembly members that one of her proudest career accomplishments was transitioning to the public sector from the private, where she did not feel like she was making a significant contribution to the greater good. Gubatayau said she wasn't necessarily looking for a new job, but Sitka seemed like a good opportunity for her and a chance to step into the top job. Gubatayau's husband already lives here and works for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and there was one other attraction for a Ketchikan resident.
I am very likely the only candidate that you're talking to that thinks Sitka is dry.
Gubatayau and Pascal joined Pamela Kasky and Sitkin Mark Gorman on the administrator shortlist, but it was not a particularly simple matter to go from 9 semifinalists to 4. One of the semifinalist applicants was actually 2 people, the husband and wife team of Rob Allen and Robin Sherman. The couple understood that their application was unconventional and told the Assembly during their joint interview that either was willing to be considered individually. At least 3 Assembly members wanted to do just that for Rob Allen. Among them was Matt Hunter.
I don't feel that I got a full understanding, or that we did, of how he would act individually as the administrator. And he did strike me, as his wife did, as very gifted individuals. And I'd like to hear more of how he would run things himself. And I would recommend that we consider including him. All it's going to mean is a little extra time.
Mayor Mim McConnell supported the idea. Mike Reif did not, on the grounds that it would be unfair to the other candidates to give Allen another shot at an interview. Phyllis Hackett liked Allen as a candidate, but said it was, quote, like opening the application process all over again, close quote. Municipal Attorney Robin Kocek said there was a legal principle at stake.
What you're doing is you are giving a candidate a second bite at the apple. You're giving someone who didn't answer the bulk of the questions within the group, you are giving that person as we would say in court, a second bite at the apple.
Tor Christensen said he was more interested in product rather than process.
Just because it was a little unconventional the way they came in, I don't want to pass up the chance at a really good administrator. And the fact that he's from Sitka is a factor because he knows Sitka. He's not going to have to come up to speed as much. That's part of the process of the total package. And I don't want to pass that up. And the fact, you know, the fiscal fact is nice that we don't have to fly him in. It doesn't cost us anything. And all it costs us is a half an hour of time to hear him out.
The assembly concluded that they had gone as far as possible in public and went into executive session. Prior to doing so, Municipal Attorney Kochek cautioned assembly members that an executive session would only be allowed if the purpose were to discuss the personal characteristics and habits of the candidates rather than their experience and qualifications. When the assembly returned into open session about an hour later, Allen's name had been dropped. The four finalists, Pamela Caskey, Mark Gorman, Sina Gubatayau, and Jim Pascal, will be invited for in-person interviews sometime around August 23rd with a public reception afterwards. The goal is to have a new administrator working in Sitka by September 30th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.